Depeche Mode, World in My Eyes from Violator. My favorite part of the song is like the human created like beatbox or like sound effects, like a that's the best part. I love that. I don't know why, it's just anyway. The Reflex before that from Seven and the Ragged Tiger, from Duran Duran. U2 with New Year's Day from the War record. Sinead O'Connor, Last Day of Our Acquaintance from I Do Not Want What I Haven't Got. You know, the funny thing about Sinead O'Connor is that looking back on all her music, you know that whenever she's talking about loving someone or a love song of any kind, you know that she's talking about loving Jesus. So that's sort of the benefit of having 25 years of perspective, I guess. R.E.M., The One I Love from Documents, started off the set, 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO, 91.5 Medford. We're having a fund-raising thing, a fund drive. It's September. That means only one thing. It's time to dig deep into your pockets and fork over some money and help community radio here, Tufts Radio 91.5 Medford here on WMFO. For all kinds of giving opportunities, go to our website, WMFO.org. Look for the donations drive link. Click on the tab, and there'll be all kinds of ideas about what to give and how much to give and what you'll get in exchange for your extremely generous gift. We need your help. Thanks for calling. Thanks for dialing us up. And thanks for visiting our website. And thanks for looking for us on Twitter and Facebook and Snapchat and whatever the hell else you use. 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO. Up next, we're turning the page here into more serious stuff. All the jokey stuff is done. Now moving on to Hammerbox. This is, I touched the microphone with my lips. That is gross. This is the track Trip from the record Numb, 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO. Only serious stuff from here on in. Last hour, WMFO 91.5.
Stood. deal. I never thought I'd be so dead in hell. Heaven, my last meal. But I know I can do it. It just took a few years. As I execute my killers, the morning is near. If I want to live, yeah, I want.
1,000 Points of Light, WMFO. And that's the Fastbacks with Rat Race. You know, I couldn't find that anywhere except I had to find this Running on Fumes Gearhead Magazine compilation. I've never even heard of Gearhead Magazine. I assume it's somebody with cars. Before that, Dan with Need, Need, Need from the record called Damn, Damn, Damned. Tree People, yes, that was a cover of the Smiths. Big Mouth Strikes Again off their Something Vicious for Tomorrow record, which has a very disturbing cover image. Looks like somebody about to eat out another person's asshole, but it's actually a lot more sinister than that. And the person doing the eating is like a zombie-like character. Anyway, the Ramones, I Want to Live from Halfway to Sanity, great record there. Hammerbox started things off. That's Trip from the record Numb. No more silliness, all serious stuff from here on in, including this next track from Jesus and Mary Chain. This is Cut Dead from Psycho Candy, 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO. No, no. That's not the one. That's, Hold on. All right. Let's do it again. 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO. Oh,
state's crime, the number plates rhyme. Liquidity, we're gonna be proud that their breasts aren't allowed. In this city, dream of a scan, been raking the clams. Payment, I catch my flight, and don't wait up for me tonight.
You may find me there,
and you might find me there.
South, east, and west,
have a free throw or host your own show. In this city, to a wolf from a land for just half a grand. Just a scalpel away. Restore your lost soul for $2 plus toll.
Somewhere.
It ought to be somewhere.
right. Beat Happening, 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO, and that's Fortune Cookie Prize. That's Calvin Johnson's group. And I think now I should remind listeners that this is a show devoted to Carrie Brownstein's memoir, Hunger Makes Me a Modern Girl. She was a great admirer of Calvin Johnson, a huge influence on her as her career developed and in forming a band and kind of figuring out which direction to go in and learning about what it's like to be in a band and how to play music and work with others. And, you know, it's funny, she moved from, I guess, Redmond to Seattle and then to Olympia, Washington. And the scene in Olympia reminded me very much of the Washington, D.C. scene in the 90s, so growing up with or moving in with other people of the same age, living in houses with 5-6 other people. And, of course, she made it sound like Olympia was just a bunch of musicians living in a variety of houses, whereas I highly doubt that was what it was like. I'm guessing it was sort of everybody, and it was kind of like the culture. People wanted to live there, live together to, you know, to share costs, essentially, which is what happened in D.C. But I could be wrong. I've never been, so I'm just guessing, because D.C. was very much, a lot of people living in group houses were in bands and were artists, and others were just working stiffs. So it depends on what you did. Before that, The Church, North, South, East, and West from Starfish. Kill Sybil from the Soul Jazz Records presents No Seattle, kind of a rebuke of a lot of the Seattle, typical Seattle sounds. That was the song Best that we heard. Jesus and Mary Chain started off the set with Cut Dead from Psycho Candy. I think I broke in there. I thought it was the wrong song. I thought it was going to be more noisy. I was like, this isn't right. And I realized later it was right. I was right the first time. All right, let's move on. Up next, another artist that, or a band that Carrie really, really admired, Sonic Youth. We're going to hear Hey Joni from Daydream Nation, 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO.
Yo, baby, what's up?
I already said.
recognizes my face. For a special news bulletin. Let all the young women crowd around before the news begins. You see, Jody the Rider and Mr. Big Stuff finally ran out of gas. And I thought you girls would like to know that we saved the best for last. Now write this number down now, mama, and pick up your telephone. And when you hear a voice on the other end, it's the voice of Mr. Super Bowl, the star dialer. Good love, 6-9-9-6-9. I'm bonafide, solidified, and qualified to do anything your heart can stand. It all depends on you. I've never lost a battle yet. I don't. I knock on wood. It ain't how good I make it, baby. It's how I make it good. I'm listed in the yellow pages all around the world. 30 years experience in loving sweet young girls. Just call. Shout my crown. But till I meet my match, I'm gonna have my fun. Keep on busting out now, baby, and staying on the run. If the line is busy, baby, please, don't get nervous. Just try it again and again and again until you get some service.
Good love, 6-9-9-6-9. If your man ain't a genius.
All right, Isaac Hayes. Black Moses himself, Good Love, 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO, 91.5 Medford. And, you know, I think that was, it could have been a mistake, you know. It's like, so this is the show devoted to Carrie Brownstein and her memoir, Hunger Makes Me a Modern Girl. And I can't believe that she actually likes Isaac Hayes, or liked him, really. I mean, I thought maybe there was some irony there that I just didn't catch, or I don't know. But I felt like I've been pretty good about that stuff. Like, there are a lot of references in the book to artists that I wasn't sure if she liked or didn't really like, or just mentioned, and so I didn't include them in the show. But that one, maybe I missed that one, but who cares, whatever, it's my show. Anyway, before that, Sunny Day Real Estate in Circles from Diary, Beastie Boys, Brass Monkey from License to Ill, and we started the set off with Hey Joni from Sonic Youth off of Daydream Nation. And it's going to be our last track of the night is Nirvana's Love Buzz from Bleach, and she definitely liked this. Good appreciation for Nirvana, of course. It was 25 years ago this past week that Nevermind came out, but we're going to hear from their first record, Love Buzz from Bleach. I'll see you next week here on WMFO 91.5 Medford.